Oh, I was about to take a transfer call.
Okay. I'm on with, hey, Melissa, you're here. I have, what's her name, Ruth on the line.
Okay.
Long distance call here. Our good friend, Scott Rubin.
Uh-huh, the one that needs to be stopped.
No, I see she staffed it.
Scott Rubin. Keep going.
We have an aide for it. Looks like the aide completed the quantiferin. We're waiting on mobile health results. I don't know what that means.
Her name, Cassandra.
Oh, she
I
went.
See now that it looks like it's an issue with a background check. It didn't come back yet. Did you see the note from Sarah?
17 hours ago, blah, blah, blah. Let me check the background.
No, so she's saying she's still waiting for it to come back, but she's saying that she was convicted of forgery.
Oh.
It's likely felony.
So we probably can't even use her because we can't staff cases with anyone with a background.
Yeah, but I guess we'll know for sure once it comes back.
Yeah, but let's Ruth, bugger to do it. Bugger, what's her name?
I'm Sarah doing it
now. No, bug Sarah to get a new aid.
Oh.
Oh.
Is this a guy or a girl? I'm confused. Here we go. Cassandra Lynn Biagini. Still under review?
Okay, fine. So Melissa's in line. Ruth. Okay, Melissa, also I told Ruth to, told her to activate and to start Tyrone Vincent and Robert Vassallo. Even though they might be missing one or two things, okay?
Which one? Robert and which one? Tyrone?
Yeah.
Okie dokies.
Tyrone was missing just going, I think he was just missing his TV, fine. And the other one I said was Robert Vassallo. He's going at 2 o'clock today to get for his mobile health. So those two we're going to activate now. Okay, Melissa. Okay, then you, Ruth, you could go.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Melissa, two others.
Yep.
I spoke to Dina before. She had a question for you, whatever. Dina, Anthony.
West.
Anthony
West.
We're
waiting for the schedule, so that's going to start today.
Right, and then Sydney Diggs.
Which is, what was the other thing? Oh, she told me the background check thing. So I think.
I think you told the same thing. I told her to get them to sign a waiver. And start, because either way, if it comes out of a bad background, we have a waiver. If not, then it's good also.
No problemo.
Okay, next
I told her just to give them a heads up that if there is anything in the background that we have to discuss it with the patient. But that's what the waiver is for, so that they're aware.
Good. Ruth Davis.
What's his name? Tristan.
Okay, this is Erica's.
Tristan.
She
will discuss with the issue. Let me ask her. Let me check text messages.
And this other one, Tony McLendon, we're trying to reach them.
I tried to reach. He called back, but then when I was like, hello, 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 it's Randy, he wasn't answering.
Fine, so let's try 1,000 times, because that means his phone is alive.
Yep, it's alive.
Okay, I'm sending you an email. Come in. Family first.
I need emergency overtime.
Okay, wait. Just sit down. Wait. Or stand held on 1 second. Okay, Melissa, I'm sending you an email. I saved you from doing the strike list, because I just responded back. With a few of these names, just keep this, if you could, as new, because these are the ones that I told you they are starting, and don't make me into a liar.
So Robert, Tyrone, Anthony, Sydney, and Tony.
Robert, Tyrone, Anthony, Sydney. Where's Tony?
We have to reach
Tony. And Scott Rubin, what did I write about Scott Rubin?
He has to restaff.
Okay, fine. Tell Sarah she has to restaff it. Although it's no pizza for today.
Where does this patient live?
Gotcha. Oh, so that will bring us to 55.
55. That's it? I thought we had more. That's hence my expression.
There are probably more there if we have to just dig and find them. Right, Peggy?
Always.
Okay. Gracias. Bye.
De nada. Bye.